Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely crushed.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Drive. Good evening. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper talked all about the NBA, and we're going to talk more about it with Eli Schuster, Bleacher Nation's Bulls site. You can follow Eli on Twitter. It's at Schuster underscore Eli. That's E-L-I-A-S. We'll ask him about the Bulls getting Nikola Vucevic today. So for a trade with Wendell Carter. They also picked up Troy Brown and Mo Wagner, but then turned around and traded Wagner for Daniel Theis from the, I think that's how you say it, from the Boston Celtics. So we're efforting right now Eli Schuster, and then maybe later in this hour we'll make our predictions for the Sweet 16 bracket, although that could be something we could maybe hold on and do tomorrow as we go along. So that's what we'll do. And as we go along, we also talked about Illinois and the possible lineup next year for the Illini. I told Derek, who, by the way, is talking to Eli right now, and then we'll get him on. I told Derek, I said, all right, I'm giving you the scorched earth lineup next year without Kofi, Io, without DeMonte, Trent, and also maybe someone transferring, and then what does that look like? So we went through all of that in hour one. You can always, we'll get that podcast up after the show is done. That's at Stevie J. .com, StevieJay.com. All right, I always do this because I just love the music. We talked to Matt Cilich yesterday. Yeah! Old school. Do they still use this?
It's funny, Fox uses it for college basketball.
They do? How have I not known that? How did I not know that? This is like Ahmad Rashad, former NFL player. I said it yesterday, talking basketball. I never understood that, but all right, let's talk NBA with Eli Schuster. What's up, Eli?
Hey, Josh. How you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Well, listen, thank you. We appreciate this. Number one, I'm having a hard enough time saying the name, and I know that's silly. Nikola Vucevic, I think. I could be even wrong there. What was your thought when you heard that? I know my Twitter feed blew up with Bulls fans excited about this trade. How does that fit with the Chicago Bulls?
Well, first, let me tell you, from my end, name pronunciation sounded correct, so I think you're good on that.
Right, yes!
so that's you can take that as another win for today.
Right.
This was pretty shocking news, all things considered. I mean, I've been following the rumor mill pretty hard all season, and this was just not a name they were connected to, and it was because I don't think anyone thought they could get him. I mean, he's, you know, a two-time All-Star center. This year is arguably his best year of his career, and it was just kind of a guy that you thought, all right, maybe if anyone's going to go get him, it's going to be an immediately contending team or someone maybe like the Boston Celtics were tied to him in the past. So to see the Bulls, kind of, it was kind of similar to what they did with Billy Donovan. You know, this was a high end kind of guy that
right.
people didn't expect for them to go after, and the front office continues to prove us, hey, like, we're in a big market now. We're going to make these big moves, and that's what they did today. So, he adds another level to this team. It's another All-Star with Zach LaVine. It shows us that they're pretty serious about building up some stock around LaVine and improving this team now. Instead of, we're not going to do another rebuild, it seems like they're saying we're going to try to start winning games.
Eli, how much better do you think he makes the Bulls in the short term here? I know they're right on the fringe outside of the eighth seed right now. What do you think he brings right away that kind of moves the needle there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a ton. You know, the thing with him, I think he definitely vaults them into, you know, fighting legitimately for a playoff seed. I think they kind of got off that track over these past, over the start of the second half of the schedule here. But he gives them just another stabilizing, trustworthy force in that starting unit, especially, you know, on the offensive end specifically. But I think what we really need to look forward to is the tandem between him and Zach LaVine. It's kind of hard to think of a player that was kind of available at this trade market that could have paired better with LaVine. You know, he's a big man who does most of his work in the pick and roll, you know, or the pick and pop. And I'm pretty sure he runs maybe the second most possessions per game as the roll man. And then LaVine runs, you know, top five maybe in most positions as the pick and roll ball handler. And so you combine those two. This is the bread and butter for both of them. And I think that that's going to make this Bulls offense even harder to stop. It was already a pretty efficient offense, but it's going to make it even harder to stop. And then on the defensive end, you know, he may not be anything special on defense, but he's better than what they had. You know, he's a big body to throw in there. So it just adds a veteran presence and a stabilizing force and a really hard to stop talent. They didn't have that again next to LaVine before. He's another scorer that they just can't stop.
Eli, what'd you think about what they gave up? I know I'm a super casual Bulls fan. I didn't want to sacrifice too much. We were talking yesterday, me and Lon, about Victor Oladipo. Clearly, he's on his last year of his contract. This is an entirely different conversation. But to give up Porter, to give up Carter, which obviously is more of a long-term piece, and then two first-round picks, how do you kind of value what they gave up? And obviously, we've talked about what they got, but just kind of the cost of being able to get an all-star like that.
Right. I actually, to be honest, I think the price was a little bit less than I would have anticipated if you told me the Bulls were going to have to try to go get him. That doesn't necessarily mean it was this steal. I wouldn't label it as that. But, you know, earlier in the day before the trade happened, Adrian Wojnarowski over at ESPN, right, he tweeted out that they would need a significant package if they were even going to consider moving him. And in my opinion, this is kind of a pretty standard return. I mean, Wendell Carter Jr. is still a high upside guy, but he's really struggled. The Bulls had to put him on the bench this season. Definitely someone that a rebuilding team like Orlando, who seems to be going all in on a rebuild, they want to take a flyer on for sure. He can still be, he's definitely a rotation guy, and he still has a upside as a starting center. But then the two first round picks, that's the biggest thing for Bulls fans that might scare some of them. But when you think about it, when you get a guy like Vucevic, where are these picks going to be now?
I mean,
and they got them as top four protected, which is actually pretty good when you think about it. But yeah, these picks, if you get Vucevic, the hope is they're going to be outside the lottery. And in that case, it's kind of a risk worth taking. So, and then Otto Porter was an expiring contract, and that, you know, they might, who knows, the Magic might even go and buy him out. So that wasn't a huge loss. So it really centers around those draft picks, and I think the Bulls hope that these are not going to be high impact lottery picks, and I can believe them. If we got to see how this all works, of course, but I think the return was justifiable.
We are visiting with Eli Schuster. Great stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Schuster_Eli. That's Elias for Twitter. What does this, Eli, tell you about the Bulls now going forward? Not just this year, but as an organization. I mean, I would assume that this is kind of a nice little flag for Bulls fans to say, you know what? We're done with mediocrity. I know it's not overnight that you become back where we expect the Bulls to be, playoff bound each season, but does it kind of give you that feel for Bulls fans that kind of, you know, this move today kind of signals like, here we go?
I think so. I mean, like you said, you know, this is not an overnight situation. I think the thing about getting Vucevic, you got two more years of control. People are a little concerned about his age, but he's only 30. You know, he's still in the middle of his prime years here. So you still have time. They're kind of still doing this balancing act of, hey, we still have time to kind of develop some of these young guys that we have, and then also look to start winning games, because the best way to, how do you teach young players how to win? Well, you have to win. I think we saw the Bulls try to teach their young players how to win without winning. And
right.
It's hard to do that. But yeah, I think what this tells us is that they're definitely more invested in taking steps quicker than maybe some people would have anticipated. And I think that that could translate into this offseason. You know, maybe now we expect them to be even more aggressive in terms of getting players that can help them win games now and stay in the fight. But yeah, I still think this is a still a process. You're still going to see them try to develop young guys, especially the Patrick Williams, their draft pick from this year. And I think they seem relatively committed to holding on to Coby White. He hasn't been in any trade rumors, really. So it's a balancing act for sure. We'll see how it goes. I think that's a question we'll be able to better answer maybe heading into next season, exactly where they are. But they said before the season began, this is, you know, I think Mark Eversley, the GM, made a comment, this is a retooling, not a rebuild. And that's what we're seeing at this trade deadline. They're definitely retooling.
Eli, Daniel Tice is another piece that they added today. They ended up getting Mo Wagner from the Wizards and then packaged him or sent him to the Celtics to get Daniel Tice. What do you think about him? I know he's not a high-scoring big man, but seems like someone that can bring the rebounding and the defense, right?
Absolutely. I was really surprised to see. I think that kind of shows the savviness of this front office for them to grab Mo Wagner. And you know, Mo Wagner, perfectly a Big Ten guy, right? Perfectly fine kind of backup big for them to try to experiment with, only 23 years old. But you know, he was able to turn him into an even more reliable piece, especially on the defensive end, which has been a big issue for the Bulls this season. And I think that's where we'll see Tice's greatest impact. You know, the Bulls have the scoring. That's not what they're going to need from Tice, even though he's a guy who can kind of stretch the floor a little bit for you. He's going to be someone who's going to be really helpful for them, I think, protecting the rim. He's arguably, you can say he's arguably their best interior defender right now. Because when he's on, he can really be scrappy and really keep guys, really get in guys' faces. So I think he's a good add because he gives them something they didn't really have before this. I mean, Gafford, a guy like Daniel Gafford, who they traded, wasn't going to be able to kind of guard guys outside the paint like Tice might be able to do. So it was just another piece that they added that they didn't have before, and it will help them in an area that they've struggled all season, which is keeping guys out of the paint. I think they've been like almost dead last in opponent points in the paint this season, or they have been during stretches. So a good pickup for the defensive end for sure.
Eli Schuster, just bringing the knowledge. We appreciate this, man, because I know Derek is a, would you say passive Bulls? How'd you say that?
Casual.
Casual.
Yeah.
And I'm a Sixers fan.
I don't blame you. There's a lot of casual Bulls.
right. Billy Donovan. That was, you know, one of those that I kind of perked up when they hired him. How is he done in terms of bringing, you know, kind of a new strategy, if you will, coaching-wise, to the Bulls? And, I mean, are you still feeling good with that hire in Chicago?
I think so. I've always been a fan of Donovan's, really since his days at the University of Florida, too. Growing up, for some irrational reason, I always just followed the Gators, and he was a coach that I always liked, and I thought he did a good job. And so I followed him when he came to the NBA for OKC, and kind of the knock on him, you know, was that he always had these high-level talents on his team, and that, you know, maybe that's carried him a little bit. But I think that we're seeing his impact right away. This roster, he still improved this team for sure. I mean, this team without they wouldn't be where they were if it wasn't for Donovan and for, you know, his ability to kind of change the system up and put players in a position to succeed. So I think he's the right guy for them right now and for what they're trying to do. He's a great players coach and he knows how to build an environment that isn't going to just be just accept losing. So I think he's the right hire for sure. We'll see how it continues to go. But today, what happened this season, I wouldn't put really any of it on him because it's hard to, you know, you could be handed, I think I compared it the other day when I was writing to, you know, a broken phone charger or something. Like you can maybe get some use out of it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's still broken. He was handed this roster. He was handed this broken phone charger. He can still maybe use it. Maybe get some good use out of it, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to upgrade eventually, and you're going to have to get a new one, and that's what this team had to do for him. They needed to get a new roster.
We've all done that, right? We've had to, like, stack a book up and tilt the phone and the charger just right.
Exactly.
To where
yeah,
it's like, all right, I just give me one more night, and then I'll go get a new one tomorrow. All right, Eli Schuster, if you don't mind, we went micro on the Bulls. Can I go just one macro on the NBA in general? A lot of injuries this season, no doubt, and my Sixers, actually, a team that even without Embiid, they're looking pretty good, and he's kind of back and forth in and out of that lineup. I know Tobias Harris has had a good season for that squad. I was kind of hoping that I'd hear Kyle Lowry to the Sixers today, but that didn't occur. Just in general, and I don't mean just talk about the Sixers, but just in general, what are you thinking about this season, and what do you like, and how do you think it's going to end up in the end?
Yeah, it's a complicated season, right? I mean, we're looking at this was a crazy deadline. I think no one really knew what to expect, if it was going to be busy or if it was going to go the opposite of that, and people were just going to be scared, and there was going to be too much chatter that nothing gets done. But the second half is going to be pretty telling, I think. You know, there's not a ton of games left, so this is the big cluster that we see in this Eastern Conference, which, you know, the 76ers are not going to fall into, fortunately for them.
Right.
But this big cluster is going to start taking a more defined hierarchy over these next couple weeks. And but the season as a whole has been rough. I think it's just been really fast. There's a lot of games coming at once for these players. The schedule is definitely, it may not feel super condensed to people watching at home, but it is for players, and especially for coaches who, you know, for the Bulls, for example, they're not getting a lot of practice time. So how are you going to integrate all these new pieces? It might actually not look great right away.
Great
because
call.
You gotta integrate these guys appropriately. So, yeah, I think it's been a challenging season for everybody involved, and who knows if that ends up having an impact on the playoffs. Maybe that's why the Bulls do feel eager to try to get there, because they're like, hey, this is a weird season. Anything can happen. What if we end up, you know, like the bubble thing with the Miami Heat? I'm not saying that the Bulls are going to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals, but, you know, who's to say we can't actually have a really competitive first-round series if we get there?
Yep.
A lot of injuries are happening, and teams get tired.
Eli Schuster, great stuff, my friend. Bleacher Nation, he covers the Bulls for Bleacher Nation. Follow him on Twitter again, @Schuster_Eli. Can't thank you enough, man, breaking that down. Great job.
Well, thank you for having me on anytime. I'm so excited. I've been cooped up on my computer all day. I haven't said any words. Stuff. I rambled a little too much. Sorry, this is my first time saying words today.
Oh, you were incredible. And don't say it too loudly that you had a good time, because we'll be calling you every other day now. Get you on here, right? No, I'm kidding.
All right, I had a pretty standard.
Okay, there you go. Good move. That's
no,
awesome.
Feel free. I'm always willing to talk full. You guys call me whatever.
You're the man, Eli. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. That is Eli Schuster, covering, of course, the Bulls for Bleacher Nation. It is pretty cool to just sit there and think you added a guy at the trade deadline, 20-12. Do you think this is the kind of Bulls team, if they slipped in at 8, would they be any kind of danger to a Brooklyn or a Philadelphia 76er team, or is that probably not the case?
It's hard to get there mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to see what they look like here once
Vucevic
is running with LaVine. But, you know, Vucevic can fill it up. LaVine can as well. And it gives you a chance. Like, the Bulls have been solid this year. They've been competitive. I know, like Eli said here of late, they've kind of fallen off a little bit here recently. They took a disappointing loss last night to the Cavs. That's not going to get you in the postseason.
No.
But I don't know. Like, Brooklyn at full strength with Harden and Kyrie and KD.
Oof.
I mean, that's just incredible to think about going against. And then your Sixers, if Embiid's out there, I don't know. Probably not, but maybe you win a game. Maybe you win two. Who knows?
I just don't trust the Sixers. I know Embiid is an unbelievable player. I mean, he's up for MVP this year if he's going to play enough, but I just don't trust them. I just don't like the makeup of this team. I like it a little better with, Thibault? He's come in and done some things. They got a little more athletic. They add some shooters with Curry and others. But I don't know. I just don't trust it. And I think it's
when
just...
he's been in, he's been great this
he's
year.
He's been incredible.
He's been awesome.
And that dude will just step back and knock down threes. I mean, that's you know, this isn't fair to Kofi, but the next time the Sixers are on and Embiid's playing, I mean, I guess you could try to watch that game and try to picture Kofi doing what Joel Embiid's doing. Again, that's not fair. He could be the MVP of the league, so that is not fair to Kofi. But in a way, you could kind of look at that and say, okay, Embiid is, I mean, essentially the same size, right? Embiid's maybe even, I think they're both 7, right? Or right in that area.
I believe so.
So, you know, you could just kind of watch what he does and see the skills that Joel Embiid has. And again, no doubt with Kofi has played, 5 years of competitive basketball? So he's going to continue to get better and better. And certainly you just hope a team in the NBA says, you know what? you know, like a Sixers team. I don't know. Maybe they say, hey, let's draft Kofi. And when Embiid needs to take a couple days off or if he's hurt, we throw Kofi in. We can kind of run the same system, even though he's not going to step out and hit threes is the problem. But that would just give you an idea because it's always hard for me. And it was last year, and you and I talked about this. I look at a kid like Io, and I'm like, how is he not an NBA first rounder? And then it's like some dude out of Vermont is the eighth pick. And I'm like, what? Who's he? And it just always confuses me. Like, myself and NBA scouts look at things so much different, obviously. And there's a reason they're the NBA scouts and I'm not. But when you look at a guy like Kofi, I mean, I get it. I get it. The NBA now, I mean, you've got Giannis, who's, what, 6'11", bringing the ball down the court if he wants to, shooting threes. Kofi's not doing that.
No.
And they're close to the same size in terms of height. Now, obviously, Giannis is more slender, more athletic with it, with regards to getting out and going. But Dustin Johnson needs to make this putt. I'm having squirrel moments.
He just sunk it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is it one now? Yeah,
it's
kid.
It's one through 16. Yeah.
Let's go, DJ. I'm all about golf today. I'm all about golf.
I love it.
This is dangerous, this FanDuel stuff. It's dangerous.
I think for Kofi, though, it's probably you can get away with some of his limitations offensively. Now, I still think that I understand why at Illinois, like him taking mid-range jumpers was not the shot you ultimately wanted. I think he can make some of those at a decent clip, especially if he continues to work on that. Is he ever going to make enough threes that you want him taking those in the games? And we saw videos over the summer of him taking some threes. Probably not.
No.
It's just going to be, can he defend in space?
Okay.
Can he defend on the perimeter? Can he help in the pick and roll and be sound there, which I'll mention again, Loyola was a good example of where he needs to get better. And that's not to pin it all on Kofi. Like, the guards not being in position then forced him to make a decision of, like, if I leave right now, that guard's getting either a free run to the rim
right,
or going to stop at the free throw line and shoot an open J. But I think that him being able to show some more of that is going to be the key for him defense or him in the NBA, because there are guys like an Andre Drummond is not shooting threes.
No.
And not handling the ball. And I know that
more of a traditional guy,
like a DeMarcus Cousins, who's not maybe as relevant now in NBA as he was 3 or 4 years ago, was a guy that Kofi kind of modeled after. Now, Cousins skill wise, like being able to handle it, being able to shoot it, is different than Kofi. So I understand the difference there, but I think Drummond's a guy that you kind of circle and say, okay, if you can just be elite rebounding-wise, scoring inside, and be able to defend enough, then you could carve out a role for yourself.
I agree with you. If I told you, and you represented Kofi and his best interests, if I told you right now, Derek, that you're never going to play in the NBA, would you leave now to start making money overseas?
That's tough.
I know that. That's not a fair question.
Not necessarily, because I think that you can make money, name, image, likeness, give you opportunity to make money here.
He'd be perfect for that.
Right, absolutely. I think that he could make a good amount of coin doing that. Now, would it make up what he could get in Europe to be like?
Right.
He goes over there. He might be an A-list type of guy.
Like,
yeah, he might not fit in the NBA, but like this guy would dominate our league. Again, there's a lot of skill in Europe as well. But one thing I would note, and this is a factor, and maybe it factors in for Demonte and Trent, just not feeling like you went out the right way.
Right. Like, no, that's fair.
One more year of like, okay, we had a great season. We did for most of it. And then it ended super sour. And we just don't want to go out like that.
Yep.
Not Io's going. But maybe Kofi sits there and says that. Maybe. And I think you could have a lot of fun playing with Curbelo another year.
Like, gosh,
this guy's going to make me look really good. And, but yeah, I think maybe I'm just speculating here, and I kind of am, but I would think that might be a thought that runs through their head at some point. Is like,
that's fair.
Maybe we want it to end differently.
Well, don't forget the Kofi factor. Or I'm sorry, the Georgie factor. Georgie has a way of, he has a lot of fun with Kofi.
Right.
And you could see, I mean, that maybe that doesn't ultimately make the decision for Kofi, but it certainly doesn't hurt knowing that Georgie's back next year and those two get along so well and have so much fun. So you never know. I mean, you never know. It's something that for the majority of us was never placed in our path in college. As a sophomore at SIU, ESPN Sports Center didn't call me saying, hey, we want you right now. If they would have, I would have probably, no, not probably. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
I would be working at ESPN, you know, back
even if
in the
they're
day.
Like, we're giving you Sports Center, but it's from 1 in the morning, like on a recurring through 4 in the morning.
I'm in. I'd be in a heartbeat. And it wouldn't be about the money. It would be. But it would be about the idea that I've kickstarted a career.
Yeah, the opportunity.
Back then, ESPN Sports Center was the thing. Back in 80, that would have been like 86, 87, right in that area. You had Dan Patrick. You had Keith Olbermann. Stuart Scott, Chris Berman, all those guys. Tom Mee. Was that his name? Tom Mees? No, that's not right. Doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, like, if that was presented to me back then, I mean, Kenny Mayne was the best. I mean, you know, I'd have a hard time saying Gary Miller. That was another guy. He's a Saluki, by the way. I would have had a hard time saying, well, now I'm going to go ahead and stay in college another year or two. And I loved my time at Southern. Don't get me wrong, but if something like that's calling, and maybe that's not a good example because the NBA and ESPN would be the analogy in that. In other words, if the NBA called Kofi right now, hell yes, he's gone.
Right. It's like it's kind of like what you said.
But it would be like, well, like the ESPN is the NBA. So what's Europe? You know, for me, would it be like a station in Charlotte, North Carolina called me and said, we want you to be our number one sports guy after my sophomore year of college?
They're putting you on Fox Sports Midwest with Brad Thompson.
Yeah. Okay. So would I do that? Yeah, probably. So even though it's not ESPN, it's kickstarting my career and I'm getting paid. And I think that'd be hard. And that's the way you kind of have to look at it with Kofi, in the sense that if somebody in Europe's going to going to throw out $1 million or whatever, I don't even know what they make over there. Good money, I assume, for an A-lister. Then,
Yeah, it's not the same comparison.
It's not
pound for pound the same thing. And I know that listeners out there, especially those that are active on Twitter, are probably waiting for us to talk about another big man in the Big Ten.
Well, I was going to tease that.
We should.
There is a big man in the Big Ten that just entered the transfer portal. I have a feeling this is going to be happening over and over for the next few weeks. But when we come back, we'll talk about that guy and would Illinois have interest. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Hey, it's Jay Layman, former Illini All-American linebacker. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is your home for appliance repair. When buying a new appliance doesn't fit into your budget, Dick Van Dyke is also the go-to for fixing your old one. Dick Van Dyke technicians are ranked number one for appliance repair, winning 3 consecutive Reader's Choice Awards. Schedule service by phone or visit online 24/7 at appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
You're a champion of your community, contributing to the success of local businesses, supporting neighbors through challenging times. volunteering to serve kids and families. At Busey Bank, we are proud to be part of your team, reinvesting in our neighborhoods and enriching our communities. Busey Bank, a proud partner of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lincoln.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Springfield area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
For trusted cleaning, there's only one, Ram Clean. They'll clean homes, they'll clean businesses, they'll clean construction sites. They offer disinfectant for COVID-19, and they're local. As one of the fastest growing cleaning companies in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois, Ram Clean has a team of highly trained professionals who will clean your home or office quickly and efficiently. And they're affordable. If you've got a space that needs to be cleaned, call Ram Clean, 217-693-4963, or go to ramclean.com for details. Here's what Angela had to say about the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
The minute we walked in the door, the smell was outstanding. And after I took the first bite, I knew Long Branch Steakhouse was something special. Within 10 minutes, the owner came over and personally welcomed us. I've been to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and the Long Branch is right up there with them. I'd heard them on the radio all the time and always wondered if it was worth the drive. Well, it's worth every penny.
It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Our Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Tapman's Towing, 328-2424. Our Official of the Month is Michelle Kading from the University of Illinois Police Department.
I was originally in property management at the time. There's a few contributing, you know, factors for me of why I finally took the plunge into law enforcement. But while I was in property management, you know, we had stabbing, shooting, sexual assaults, and my courtesy officer at the time, you know, kind of planted the seed, and he says, you deal with this on a regular basis. Why don't you know, put in for law enforcement? My family is a big military family, so I felt that sense of duty. You kind of have to get a thick skin when you know, enter this profession, and so I've kind of learned to do that, and sometimes it's just better to be, you know, silent on certain things, but we definitely do want to, you know, have a voice at the table, and that's really important to us. Because we want to be part of the change.
And again, congratulations, Michelle Kading from the U of I Police Department.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Boom. Oh.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Get my headphones situated. My bad. Hey, listen up, Central Illinois. Rector Construction is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company serving the residents of Central Illinois. Giving to the community is their key mission, as their main desire is to help better Champaign County. As the weather warms up and the dust settles from all to dust. Dust settles.
Dust.
From all the winter storms you've endured and the rain that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to think about your roof. This is the year to have your roof replaced and have your crawl space inspected. Call or text Rector 217-281-7000 or visit them online at rectorconstruction.com. That's 281-7000 via text or phone and online at rectorconstruction.com.
Dustin Johnson has won the last two holes. They're all square on 18.
I like it.
The dude he's playing, McIntyre, just pulled out, I think, his driver and just went for it. He's almost on the green. Josh and DJ just pulled out an iron and nearly went into the trees. It's like, what are you doing there, kid? Just go at it. All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. I slept all day today. And I'm just now starting to need a little energy, it seems. The news of the day, the Bulls acquire Nikola Vucevic from Orlando. They get him for Wendell Carter, two first-round picks. Those picks are top four protected, which means that if the Bulls are drafting in the top four, the Bulls would actually use that pick. But if it's anything five or out, which you would assume will be the case, then obviously Orlando, who's trying to go younger, will get that. The Bulls also acquired Troy Brown and Mo Wagner. I don't know who Troy Brown is.
I don't really know who Troy Brown is either.
Then they traded. I'll be honest with you. They traded Mo Wagner then for Daniel what?
Tice
from the Celtics. So there you go. And the other big news: Victor Oladipo from the Rockets, the Heat. He goes to the Heat. This is Oladipo's third team in the last year. That's crazy. All right. Other news that's just coming out right now in the transfer portal. We were in the middle of interviewing Eli Schuster, and you told me to clip the mics. Miles Johnson from Rutgers, who's a brain, by the way. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Oh, he's, like, incredibly smart, like, off-the-chart smart. Miles Johnson is in the transfer portal.
Interesting.
Now, he's a guy that if Kofi would move on, you could certainly fill that spot with a gentleman just like Kofi, essentially. I mean, somebody that's a bigger body, if you wanted to go that direction. Does that surprise you with Rutgers, that he's leaving Rutgers?
There's been some buzz here recently that it was something he was going to look at. It surprises me a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's done fairly well at Rutgers.
I agree.
And they can bring back Harper and Baker. I know that Jacob Young's pretty much came out and said that he's
out.
Not going to explore coming back, that he wants to go explore professional opportunities, which
Mathis,
by all means.
I think Mathis, is he back? I don't remember. Well, of course, all of them could come back. And they've got that five-star center that got hurt against Illinois the first time they played him.
Omaruri?
Yeah. So maybe that's something that Miles Johnson looks at and thinks, you know what, I'm not going to be fitting into the system.
Maybe. He played about 25 minutes a game. He averaged 8 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game. He was one of the best rim protectors in the conference. I thought, honestly, that Rutgers was going to give Illinois more problems in that Big Ten tournament game.
Agree.
Now, obviously, they didn't. They run him off the floor. But Johnson would be, it's funny. I said, I don't think the staff is just going to look for someone that looks exactly like Kofi. Now, he's not. He's 6'11", 255, so that's a little bit different than 7 foot, 280 to 300. But he's a big body, does some of the same things well as Kofi does as far as rebounding, scoring inside, and then protecting the rim. So I think he makes a lot of sense. He was an all-Big Ten defensive team, which certainly helps.
Yeah.
But again, it's going to be how long is he willing to wait before he finds his destination. I don't see him being like, hey, Kofi might come back and Georgie's still there. I'd be okay with going and playing with those two.
Exactly.
He's not going to do that. But if Kofi were to be gone and Miles still is available, I think that makes sense.
Does it bother you a little bit to think, like, we talked about Marcus Carr, we talked about Liam Robbins, we've talked now about Miles Johnson. Does it bother you that it would be like one Big Ten team to another? I don't know why, but in my mind, that just kind of bothers me.
If
Trent left and transferred to Purdue or something, I'd be like, yeah.
Right. I totally get that. And we've seen some of those in the past where who was the guy that went from Utah? Utah went from Wisconsin
Jared Utoff.
To Iowa, mm-hmm. and Bo Ryan was not having that at all.
He had to walk on, had to spend a walk-on year, I believe.
Yes.
And then he was granted a scholarship. But back then, you had the rule that if you went from one Big Ten team to another, you were not granted a scholarship until you played 1 year, I think.
Yep.
So now, of course, that could all change.
Wasn't Luke Recker the same?
Like I think
Luke
so.
Recker from Indiana to Iowa?
Yep. That's a good call.
It'll be different.
That was weird. When Recker did that, that was weird. Because he was like Mr. Indiana. And for him to then not only play, not only leave Indiana, but then go to Iowa. But I think, was that because Alford was at Iowa? Would that have been the same
time? He would
have
been there, yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why he did it. I don't know. Mm. But I just remember when that happened thinking, whoa. Like, you are an Indiana, you're Mr. Indiana, essentially, and you're leaving to go to Iowa. Like, not just leaving Indiana to go to UCLA or something. You're going to Iowa, and that didn't happen very often back then.
Yeah, and like you said, it's easy to sit here and kind of be like, nah, it wouldn't be that weird if Miles Johnson's not Illinois, and then be like, okay, put DeMonte on Iowa.
When you flip it around the other way, it's like, whoa. I don't need...
Now, DeMonte on Iowa would never happen.
That
would be one of the last places that he would end up if he were to look elsewhere, which he's not.
That's so true. By the way, McIntyre for birdie on 18. He's not going to make it.
Miss left.
DJ a chance to win this thing by winning the last three holes. That'd be kind of cool for me.
I've got a list in front of
you. Oh, yeah.
Not to bypass that. Like,
I know that everybody's hanging on my words.
We are.
About Dustin Johnson in this World Golf Championship match.
Now, you tasked me with kind of coming up with how's Illinois going to, if Kofi and Io and DeMonte and Trent are all gone, what does Illinois do here? I've got a list of some Big Ten players in the portal.
Ooh.
And maybe you can give me, if you ranked a couple of these.
Okay.
As far as your wants. Miles Johnson.
I'm going to look at this like the scorched earth thing that we talked about. The Kofi's gone, Io's gone, okay. DeMonte's gone, and Trent's gone.
Yep. Give me your wish list in order here. Not all of these, but just pick a couple out. Miles Johnson from Rutgers. Miller Kopp hit the portal today from Northwestern.
Okay.
Decent player.
Yeah.
Armon Franklin from Indiana.
Mm.
Race Thompson from Indiana.
He's that four guy.
Four men, yep. Marcus Carr from Minnesota.
Ooh.
John Hara from Penn State. Al Durham from Indiana.
Okay. I want to do better than Hara. Is that fair? So you can mark him off.
Okay.
I don't want two Indiana kids, so I guess I'll take what? Durham would be the better one.
You're going to take Durham over Thompson and Franklin?
Or no, I forgot about. Hold on. Franklin is the better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I'd take. He's what, 6'4"?
He is 6'4".
Would he fit this scheme better than Marcus Carr? I mean, you said, Marcus Carr, don't get me wrong, Marcus Carr is unbelievable, and you'd love to have a guy that scores 20 a game. And by the way, Dustin Johnson, a chance to win the final three holes to wrap up the victory in day two of match play. About a 25-foot putt is on its way, and he missed it. All square. Dang it! Yeah, good call. 508, I forgot about that. Recker went to Arizona first before Iowa.
Oh,
I forgot about that. Yeah, he played three different universities. That's weird. Okay, so my order on that.
So you're taking Franklin. You said one Indiana guy, so you're taking Franklin over Race Thompson and Al Durham.
Okay, if I could have two of those guys on that list, I'm taking Marcus Carr and Race Thompson.
Okay.
I'm getting a guy that can score 20 a game in Marcus Carr. But he'd have to, like, we'd have to have a chat before. Like, you understand, like Derek, like you said, we're not running everything through you like we did Io. We've got our guy in Andre Curbelo, but you can post out there. But I like the fact that he can get to the rim. I think
he definitely can.
He's a better version right now of Adam Miller. I hope Adam Miller gets to this point that Marcus Carr is at. second team All Big Ten this year, but of course had a lot of really good guard or big men that kind of dominated that first team. I think that's what I would do.
Now you leave Miles Johnson out there.
That's hard. Okay, so if you're telling me that I could get no other transfers, then I've got to take...
I'm not necessarily telling you that, but...
I'd have to take Miles Johnson, and then I would probably take Marcus Carr. I think you're going Franklin. See, that here's why I took Race Thompson, and then now I want to change it. It's the reactionary, we don't have a four-man, we haven't had a four-man, he's the four guy.
I get it.
But if Kofi is gone, you've got to have something along with Georgie to play that center. So I think in that situation with Scorched Earth, and I only get two transfers from the entire transfer portal, they just happen to be in the Big Ten, then I'm going to take Marcus Carr and I'm going to take Miles Johnson.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, I think that you could make an argument for just going fully need-based and saying, I'm taking Thompson and Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Thompson and Johnson. That's funny.
I like that.
And I'm just rolling with our guards, and maybe we get a Trent back. I know we kind of prefaced this saying you're not getting those guys back. But even then, if it was Curbelo and Miller and Hutcherson comes back and is fine. Thompson gave you some issues, especially in Bloomington.
He did.
That first half as far as his rebounding, and he's a good athlete. He can finish above the rim.
But we have to remember other teams have fours.
Yeah.
So he gave you an issue.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he'll come to Illinois and give every other team an issue, right?
I mean, it's hard to leave Marcus Carr on there. You'd have to. And let me lead the bandwagon for Armon Franklin.
Yeah, you love him.
I am big on that.
Okay.
He can really shoot.
You'd rather have him over Carr.
I think he's a better fit.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
And yeah, I think so. I just don't think, number one, I don't think Carr's gonna really consider Illinois. But in this world that we're creating,
right, we're having fun here.
I'd probably have to go with Carr.
Okay.
But I'm really high on the potential of Franklin. If again, he's willing to look at that, and I've heard that Illinois and him have talked, so that's a good thing.
He's from Indianapolis.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you'd have two Indiana kids on this basketball team.
And then you're going to get Reggie Bass in 2022.
That's right.
Who's in Indiana from Muncie.
Everything's starting to work out for Lon.
Something's really turned here.
They're all shooters. I don't know if Bass is that good of a shooter.
He's solid.
He's more physical, athletic.
Yeah, he's a lefty.
Oh, is he? We still don't have a Canadian.
People thought they were going to get a Canadian yesterday.
We totally did. Dang it.
Well, actually, Marcus Carr's Canadian.
Oh, that's right. Oh, dude. But I'm with you with, I think, Franklin. I think, honestly, that could happen. I mean, I don't think Marcus Carr is coming here, and I don't think Miles Johnson is coming here. I could see Armon Franklin maybe saying, okay, I could be a fit in that system. I watched how they played this year. I like the way they run things through the guards. Mm-hmm. And if you're telling me you're bringing me a shooter, then I'm all in.
Yeah.
I am all
really
in
good
on
shot
that.
Maker, can create his own, can get his own shot off the dribble, and I think he pairs well with Curbelo, and he can do some of the things that, it, as far as I don't know if you're putting in a bunch of pick and rolls, but you might say, hey, Armon, go get us one.
Yeah,
and I think in transition that would be a pretty good thing as well, and he's solid on defense.
Yep, athletic, 6'4", I like that. So I like that 6'4" to 6'8" range right in there. Get me more of those guys.
Some decent players out there from the Big Ten.
No doubt. We'll have to. Can we just like? Can I give you another job to look? How about this? Knowing that we don't need a point guard and knowing that Kofi's going to come back. So if I asked you to bring in tomorrow, and I don't want you to have to sit down and go through 800 names here, but if you could bring in like a handful of four guys and shooting guards.
Okay.
For tomorrow. Would that work? And then we can kind of look at it and see what we think of those.
I'll do some homework.
I like this. All right, we're back to wrap things up. It is the Drive.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked through the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Now build your own three-topping large pizza for just $15.99. You pick your favorite three toppings can build your perfect Jets pizza. A large three-topping pizza, just $15.99. Online code 3TOP. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at illinilink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's anniversary sale ends Monday. Save up to 25% off. Plus, shop limited-time doorbusters. Or get an anniversary rewards card to cover your first 3 months of payments when you finance for 60 months. Ashley Home Store. This is home. To share the view from our house, go to ilhomestores.com or hit us on Instagram at ilhomestores. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
Let's talk Pia Sports Bar and Grill. You and your friends can watch NCAA basketball both inside and outside in a tent, enjoying your favorite beverage and the food. Tasty bar specialties, their never-ending nachos, daily specials, and of course, that famous Slugger Burger and delicious French fries. Come and be a part of the party and cheer on your favorite team in postseason play. Make it Pia's for delicious food and excellent entertainment. Open Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield, Champaign.
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
I have this wonderful dog named Rusty. We live in a small town, and every evening we go for a walk. And recently on that walk, I stopped and was looking up at the stars. And wow, I marveled at their formations and brightness. At that point, I realized these same stars were shining brightly when my friend, Jesus Christ, was living on Earth. Even today, we still wish upon these stars. Well, instead of wishing and hoping, allow me to introduce my best friend, Jesus Christ. He has always kept his promises, will always be by your side, providing a light to guide your steps, offering a love that will never leave you, and willingly extending the forgiveness and understanding for all wrongs. But most important, providing hope for today and hope for tomorrow. This Easter Sunday, you are invited to visit Muhammad Christian Church at 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. And our services will be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. as we celebrate with enthusiasm our Lord's resurrection.
Ah, I hit the wrong thing, Derek. I always do that. We got to do this. Got to get out of here. Eli Schuster, got to thank him. He's the Bulls reporter for Bleacher Nations. The Bulls, of course, getting Vucevic today.
Real quick, Lon Kruger is retired.
Yeah!
We didn't mention that.
I forgot to say that. The nicest coach I've ever worked with. Hands down, I shouldn't say hands down, they've all been nice, but when he came to Illinois to work for, or of course, to coach Illinois, I was at WAND and got a chance to meet him, and he was the nicest man when it comes to coaches that I've ever met. He's so genuine, and what a hell of a career.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, my goodness. Illinois, Oklahoma, the Atlanta Hawks, UNLV.
Florida.
Florida took him to a Final Four with Dan Cross from Carbondale. Now, just great coach. Great guy, too. So congrats to Coach Kruger, friend of the show. He's been on with us before. Maybe we'll try to get him again.
We should.
Be kind of cool. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, my friend. We're out.
Sounds good.
Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole...